Gemara Shabbat Dav Gimel. Masechet Shabbat has been dedicated by Benjamin Stavra Shihye in order to give refuah shelema to all those that are suffering from coronavirus and that we should have a Shemira Zichut Masechet Shabbat VeHashabbat Yagen Ba'adenu. Amen Ken Yiratzon. Today's daf is dedicated by Freddy Kassab. לרפואה של אמה יצחק בן מזל אל נא רפנה לו בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל אמן We are on Shabbat Dav Gimel in order to set up the daf that's coming the next piece let's go back to our Mishnah for a minute our Mishnah began talking about Yitziot HaShabbat And it told us that the Yitziot HaShabbat is Shtayim Shein Arba. That there's two cases, Min HaTorah, and there's an additional two cases that are Midrabbanan. And that is for the person that's standing inside, and that's for the person standing outside. So basically, the Mishnah gives us eight different cases. Four of them being Min HaTorah, and four of them being Midrabbanan. And now we'll go through the cases one more time, just to review. Again, in order for it to be a deoraita, you need an akira from one reshut and hanacha in another reshut, and it has to be done by one person, the same person. However, if the akira is done by one person and the hanacha is done by the other, so then the deen is both the oker and the maniach are going to be peturim. Peturim we mean that while it's not chayav deoraita, but it's going to be asur midrabbanan. When we say that if they did both akiran and nachas chayav, that she already told us chayav means if they did it b'shogeg chayav chatat, if they did it b'mezid without a hatra'a chayav karet, and if they did it b'mezid b'hatra'a the chayav sekila. And now we are going to go through the eight cases, and we start with the ani. If the ani was oker b'rishut harabim, and he made a hanacha in rishut hayachid, so that would be ha'ani hayav. And of course, ba'al bayit was inside patur. Patur, as the Gemara will tell us today, means patur umutar. He did nothing wrong. The second case would be that the ani again made a akira. This time he made a akira in rishut hayachid. Stuck his hand into rishut hayachid and lifted up the bread and he brought it back to him and placed it in rishut harabim. So that would be called a akira v'anacha by the ani chayav and balabayit again patur umutar. The third case is the balabayit. The balabayit was oker from the reshut harabim and he brought it into the reshut hayachid. Incidentally, that direction is called hachnasa. The Mishnah does not make a difference between hotza'a and hachnasa, which means yitziot HaShabbat includes both. Hotza'ah, bringing out to the Reshut Rabim and bringing into the Reshut Hayachid, as the Gemara told us yesterday. Hotza'ah and Hachnasah are included in the word Yitziot. Or as we had another Girsah by Rava that actually said Reshuyot. So therefore, in Reshuyot we have Yitzi'ah to the Reshut Rabim and Hachnasah to the Reshut Hayachid. The third case, or the fourth case that we have, which is the Uraita, is the Balabayit was oker b'reshut hayachid where he is, and he placed it in reshut harabim. Again, you have akira and hanacha by the same person. In that case, the balabayit will be chayav, and the ani will be patur umutar. Now we go to the four cases that are midrabbanan. The first case is the ani. So the ani is oker Mirshut Harabim and Maniach Mirshut. No, I say again. The Hani is extends his hand to the Reshut Hayachid. So he takes from Reshut Harabim, extends his hand into Reshut Hayachid, and the Balabai takes from his hand and puts it down. So you have an Akira and an Anacha. And so those are the two cases right there. The Hani was Oker. Mirshut Harabim extended his hand in. That's very important to remember. He extended his hand in, but that's not considered a hanaha. It's still holding it, and the balabai took it from his hand and made the hanaha. That's case number five. Both will be patur. Case number six is the balabayit is oker from reshut yachid, and he extends his hand. He puts in the hand of the ani. So therefore, the balabayit is oker reshut yachid. He sticks his hand out, and the ani takes it from his hand and puts it down. So therefore, you have again an akira from the balabayit and an aha from the ani. In that case, also both of them are going to be patur. In case number seven. Patur aval asur. In case number seven, you have the balabayit. He's oker mirshut hayachid. He's oker mirshut hayachid, and he extends his hand to the reshut harabim. So he's holding his hand in the reshut harabim. All he made was an akira dinamik anaha. And he takes it from his hand at that point and puts it down. That's going to be the din of both of them, peturim. Akirat balabayit and hanahat ani. The last case is talking about where the ani lifts the object from the reshut harabim and he places it in the hand of the balabayit that extended it. That means the balabayit had his hand out in the reshut harabim. The ani lifted up the item and he put it in his hand, and that's considered akira of the ani. The balabayit then put his hand back into the reshut hayachid, and therefore the deen is both of them are going to be patur. Now, if you paid attention closely, Rabotai, we gave just now four cases where ani balabayit will be hayab, and we actually gave eight cases of patur, because you always have to count in patur both sides, the oker and the maniach. However, our Mishnah, for some reason, did not list or count all the eight cases of patur. As our Mishnah said, shtayim shen arba, which means, I take again, shtayim shen arba, Bifnim, Shtayim Shen Arba. Amishnah listed eight cases, but if you're going to really analyze it, it should be more than eight cases, because in each one of those cases, it's two sides. The Oker and the Maniach should be Hayab, so it really should be more. And the Gemara is going to ask that question immediately. Why is the Mishnah only listing certain Dirabbanans and not listing others? Let me start the Gemara. The Gemara begins. Amale Rav Matna. Labaye. At Tamne Avyan, you're telling me that there's eight cases of the Rabbanan. It's not eight cases. Tarte Sare Avyan. It's actually 12 cases. Why is it 12 cases? Because in every case, you have to include not only the Oker, the Meniyah. And not only the Meniyah, the Oker. So why would you only count half the cases? You have to include the other side of the case as well. So therefore, Lechaura, there should be 12 cases, which means in each one of these four cases, you have to add a case. You were only counting one sad. So Gemara says, well, hold it. Well, why'd you stop at 12? You actually have 16. Because even in the first four cases of the Oraita, we said, let's say the Ani did everything. So the Balabai in that case is Patur. So why don't you count that guy also? He's also Patur. So count four more Peturim. So therefore it's 12 plus another four Peturim in the Deoraita cases. And therefore you have 16 cases. So Gemara says, no, Amale Alakasha. That's not a question why we didn't count the Deoraita cases the other side. Bishlama Baba Deresha. The Baba Deresha, which is the first case. Patur Umutar Lo Ketani. Right. The first case is a patur and mutar. Okay, mutar, we're not going to count as one of the cases. So the Gemara says, Ela babad de sefa, but the sefa cases, the patur aval asur kasha. Right? That's the kasha, because these cases in the sefa, it's patur aval asur on both sides, the oker and the meniyah. Gemara says, question now, side point. Mi ika bechule shabbat patur umutar? Hold it. You're telling me there's a patur mutar? We never heard that in Masechet Shabbat. Anytime we learn Masechet Shabbat, we always learn patur means patur aval asur. There's no such thing as patur and mutar, except what Shmuel told us. Ve'amar Shmuel, kol peture de Shabbat patur aval asur. Bar ma'ane terat. Except for three exceptions, the patur umutar. And what are the three cases? One case is sedat sevi, trapping a deer. v'tzedat nachas, trapping a snake, u'mefis mutsa, and lancing a boil to let it the pus out. So those cases, which we'll discuss at length when we get to them, but these cases are not only patur but mutar, mashma, that these cases are the only exceptional cases. So how are you telling me that in our Mishnah, when you have the ani, let's say, or kiru meniyah, the balabar is patur, and you say patur mutar? The Gemara says, no. Ki itztarich le l'Shmuel piture deka avid ma'aseh. Shmuel was saying a big hadush. Those cases he did a ma'aseh. And that's why you're coming to tell me hadush, that there's three cases where the guy does a ma'aseh and it's still patur mutar. However, piture deka avid ma'aseh, but a patur that he didn't do a ma'aseh, ikatuva. There's a lot of cases. And by the way, four of those cases are the first four cases of our Mishnah, where in the case of the Baal HaBayit did everything, Dani did nothing. Or Dani did everything, Baal HaBayit did nothing. Pashut is mutar. I don't need anybody to tell me anything like that. So therefore, I have no problem why you didn't count to me the paturs in the first cases of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah is patur mutar. I don't expect the Mishnah to list that sound. Although, you might come along and say, yeah, why is it patur mutar? Tosfot says, maybe it's lifnei iver lo titen mechshol. You know, by the fact that you're accepting it from the guy, so even though you didn't do anything, but you accepted it from him, you caused him to do it, and he shouldn't have received it at all, let the guy do it on his own. Okay, so the Tosfot goes into the lifnei iver issue. But we're not discussing from the lifnei iver aspect, we're discussing the inyan Shabbat. Anyway, Mikol Makom, back to the original question. Gemara says, Tar Tesare Havyan. It's back to, you're back to 12. Because basically, in the last cases, you have to add on each case the other side. You have to add one. You were only looking at one side in these cases. Why are you only looking at one side? You have to look at both sides, because both are patur. Gemara says, Peture de ate behu, לידי חיוב חטאת כחשיב. דלא אתם בהו לידי חיוב חטאת, לא כחשיב. What the Gemara is saying is, of course, indeed, there's 12 cases. We're not arguing on the deen. We're just questioning why didn't the Mishnah count those cases. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah was actually following a rule. The rule would be that any melacha, or any isur that can lead to a deoraita, that it counted. Which means, always the oker is the more concerning of the melachot, because the oker can lead to a maniach. The maniach cannot lead to an oker. So therefore, the Mishnah listed always the oker side being the patur aval asur, and it left the maniyah side. Not to say that the maniyah is not going to be patur v'al asur. Of course it will be patur v'al asur. But the Mishnah is saying the bigger concern is the oker. Because the oker can end up being the maniyah. It happened to be in that case, the guy took it from him. So therefore, he wasn't maniyah. But if he dropped it, he'd be chayav. So therefore, the oker always is more severe than the maniyah. Not in halakha. In halakha, they're both patur. But the Mishnah is going to list the one that the concern is the patur that could lead to a hatat. Evantem? Now, that's one way that Nashi learns, that it's always talking about the oker, meaning the oker that has the item in his hand. The one that's holding the item is called the oker. Nashi brings another interpretation that it's not necessarily the one that has to have the item in his hand, but it's the one that extends his hand into the other reshut. Because that guy can actually transgress both. Why? Because even if his hand is empty, when he sticks his hand in the shoot, let's say empty, he can pick up the item and bring it in. So therefore, that guy can also come to Israel. So there's two ways of learning. Is it the guy that has, is okay, the item, how much his hand is full? Or that she says, could be the case is that the Mishnah counted is the guy whose hand is empty is counted. Because again, if the guy's hand is full, so of course, he could put it in the shoot and drop it. Bingo, he did both. So then we have an Akira in the Shuta as an example. He extends it to the Shuta Rabim as an example. Now if he drops it right there, bingo, he's Ayab. So that case, it'll count. But not only will it count that case, it'll count the case where he extends his hand in the Shuta Rabim empty. Why? Because that guy is very simply could pick up the item and bring it back to him. So therefore, Rashid's second explanation says, even the case where the guy extends his hands into the other reshut, empty, that also could lead to lider isur d'oraita. As I explained to you, when he sticks his hand in, he can pick up the item and bring it right back to him. Or if he has the item in his hand and he puts it in the other reshut and he drops it, that also obviously can come too. So if you want to read that in Rashi, it's a good Rashi to read inside. Piture, da'ati bihu lideh chayuv hatat. Kegon, akirot, shehen, techilat, amelacha, de'ika lemigzar, dilma gamarla. Right, you started the akira, you might finish it. Abal anachot, lo matze lemete lideh chayuv hatat. Why? You have no akira that preceded by you. That leka akira gabe by him. The high, the gabe high. The arba diktani bechol had, and the arba that we said in the Mishnah bechol had tarte dechayuba, the akirot de ptura, the tarte ninu, pashata ani yado milea. That's the case of the ani. Let's say his hand was full lifnim. So that's one. That's a case of an akira, hachada, or shenatan letocha balabayit, right? And or the balabayit was okay. V'yadosh shel ani haita rekanit hatarten v'ken be'idach. Which means he's both basically counting the cases where the person made an akira where his hand was with something in it, either the ani or the balabayit. The rabotenu omrim, rabotenu say differently. Peshitat yad lefnim. Whoever puts their hand in the other domain, ben mele'a ben rekanit, whether it's full or empty, he techilata ma'aseh. Why? How can empty be techilata ma'aseh? Because in the rabotenu of Rashi holds, when the ani, let's say, sticks his hand into the shut yachid, he can pick up the item. So since he can pick up the item and bring it to him, that's also a shayach to come lideh chayuv. In the first pshat Rashi, he's not counting the empty hand case. He's only counting the case where the balabayit or the ani were oker something, mamash, either in the reshut yachid or they brought it to the reshut rabim. But she'enken, if the hand is empty, Rashi does not count that as a isud ship. Nonetheless, but we understand the principle. The ma'alokin is, what's the cases that you're going to count? No problem. But you're not counting more than four cases. Or you're not counting more than... eight cases, but you're not going to count the cases that cannot come the day. And basically, those are going to be the cases of the hanachot, where once the hanacha was done, it cannot come the day. Isur.
When the ani takes it from the
balabayit,
that's not called
the akira
ever?
When the ani takes it from the balabayit?
Yeah.
Why is that not called
the
akira?
Because the Balabai picked it up already. He did the
Akira. Oh, that's not the case. So the Balabai picked it up, that's the Akira.
So when the Ani goes in and makes another Akira.
No, that's not. No. He made the Akira in the Shudei Achid. 100%.
The
Balabai, exactly. He's the Okir. And if we're worried in that case, since he made the Akira, he could continue and make a Hanacha. Rabotai, we continue. Now the Gemara says, Shinehem Peturin. Both the balabayit and the ani, when they share the melacha, they peturim. So the Gemara asks, "Veha et abida melacha mibenayhu." Collectively, they did one melacha. Tanya Rabbi Omer me'am ha'ares ba'asota. So he learns from the pasuk that says ba'asota. Ha'oseh et kula ve'lo ha'oseh et miksata yachid ve'asa ota chayav shenayim ve'asu ota peturin. Okay, we have a gezerat katuf. Ba'asotah comes and teach me to be chayav on Shabbat. You have to do the whole melacha. And if you divide the melacha amongst two people, patur, gezerat katuf. This pasuk was written over here in the Torah by Korban Hatat. Itmar name, Amar Bhaya, Bar Gamda, Nizreka Mipi Habura. This came out of the words from the Habura, from the Hakamim in the Midrash. The Amru, Ba'asota, from the Pasuk Ba'asota, Yachid sha'asa'a hayav, shnaim sha'asa'u peturim. So here's the source, Rabotai. The famous form, Gemara that says shnaim sha'asa'u, it's learned from the Rasha of Baal Sotah. Now, Ba'amine Rav Merabi. Rav asked Rabbi the following question. Hit'ino chavero ochlim umashkin. Ve'otzi'an lachutz. Mahu. Akirat gufo ka'akirat chefetz ve'mekomodame u'mechayev. Odilma la. What's the question? We have no question that if a person picks up an item from the floor, that that's called an akira. That the Gemara doesn't have to tell me. You okay the chefetz on the floor. Question over here is, if let's say the guy was standing on the ground already, the guy, and somebody ladened him up with oklimu mashkim, okay, because we're talking about Shabbat, people don't have food on Shabbat, so therefore they ladened him up with food and mashkim. Okay, now what happened? Now he started to walk. Do you consider the fact that he was okid himself, that that's considered like akirat chefetz, and therefore if he walks into another reshut, and he stops, you'll have an akira and a hanaha. Or do you say, no, that's not considered an akira of the chefetz. The chefetz was on him already. We don't consider the chefetz being ni'ikar necessarily. And therefore, there's no akira over here. How do you look at akira taguf? Is akira taguf considered akira ta chefetz or not? Rashi. Hitino havero. Shaya gufo b'shut ha'yachid. Right? It was in the shut ha'yachid. Exactly. The guy who's laden wasn't okay at anything. The guy who picked it up from the floor put it on his back. But the guy who was standing there was not okay from the floor. That's why I pick food. Because that's what you deal with on Shabbat. Usually. People have food on Shabbat and drinks. Akirat gufo, she'akarit raglav min abayit lahar shenit'an. Right. After he got laid in, he moved his feet from the house, let's say. He's going from the house outside. So that's the question. Now, right away, the Gemara says, Amar le, Rabbi answered back, Hayav, Akirat Gufo is considered Akirat HaHefetz. Ve'eno dome liyado. Obviously, Rabbi had some question that he thought you were going to ask right away. So, don't ask me about Yado. He's right away blocking a question that you're going to ask. Oh, you're going to ask me miyado. It's eno dome liyado. What's the question miyado? Al-Mishnah already came along and discussed where the person is putting his hand from one reshut in another reshut. And legabe's hand, we did not call that an akira. But when you, as we'll see in Ashi the case. But when it comes to your body, you're calling your body an akira, but not your hand. We did not call it an akira. Where do you see that we didn't call the hand an akira? That's she. The eno domeliado. Hapishuta lifnim. Right? His hand is bifnim. Dani, let's say, stuck his hand in the house. The gufo lachutz. Venatan balabayit letocha. The patar betanad matnitin af la'ani shotzi'ah. If you're going to say that akira tayyad is an akira, then Ali did everything. Let's speak to Kesa. He stuck his hand in. His hand was empty. Okay? The Malabayit put the item in his hand. The hand is still in the Shuta Yachid. Now, if you call akira tayyad an akira, so basically the Ali was okay from the Shuta Yachid to the Shuta Rabim, so the Ali should be ayah. We didn't say that. We call the balabai the okir, and we call the ani the mania. Oh, so Hakam Rabbi comes along and says, hey, don't ask me that I'm contradicting the Mishnah, because I just told you akira taguf is considered akira, but akira tayyad is not, because there's a big difference, a big distinction between the two. What's the distinction? He says. Ve'eno dome liyado. My ta'ma. Gufo nayir. Yado lo nayir. That's the answer. His goof is on the ground. His feet are on the ground. His goof is on the ground. Goof is on the ground. and it's in the same domain, so therefore that's considered that you're being oker from the ground. But she'ekin yado, yado is not considered nayich on the ground. What do you mean? But you're on the ground. Yeah, but you're in one domain and your hand's in another domain. That we don't call yado nayich. So therefore, with that we don't call that your hand is where your body is. Since your hand is in one domain, we don't say it goes after the body that's considered on the ground. So therefore, yado is not oker. Therefore, we don't say, well, you're standing on the ground, therefore your hand is on it. Nah. The oker was the balabait on the floor, and he picked it up, put it in your hand. When you brought it back, all you did was maniyah. Rashi's lashon is yado lo nayah hilkach ki hotzi'ah, when the ani brought it out, lo akar midi. The end derech hotzi'ah belo akira vanaha. You need akira vanaha. Gufo nayah al gabe karka. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says,
yeah, but the one who gave him, right? Now, before, the one that's walking is not is Akira.
That's
the
right.
The one that loaded him.
There's
now,
nothing.
Now,
there's nothing.
Now. Now, yeah, there's no Akira.
What did he do?
What did he do? He put him right.
What did he do? He's in his one issue.
Right. He put in the
hand. If you put it in the hand, you did Akira. If you put it in the hand.
That's another story. That's another story. If I made an Akira and put it in somebody's hand,
then I did Akira.
So I did an Akira from the ground and he did Anaha. Right. He's stationary.
I put it on. Nothing.
I did nothing.
Right.
I did nothing. I put it on his back. I did nothing. I put it on his back. Mashiachin, in the case of the hand is not considered on the ground, resting on the ground. So therefore, I picked it up from the ground. I made an Akira. I put it in his hand. Okay, I'm done. I did my Akira. He pulls it back. He does that. Wait, the question was, maybe the Ani did both. Maybe he was Oker. We said, no, the hand is considered Naya. The hand is considered moving, Legabe, the rest of the body, because it's in a different domain, as we said. Now, side point, the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Chiya le Rav. So Rav Chiya tells Rav, Bar Pachte, son of Gedolim, La Amin Alach, didn't I tell you once, Ki Ka'e Rabbi, Behind Masechta, lo tishele b'masechta achariti. That when Rabbi is learning one Masechet, don't ask him from a different Masechet. Can that Rabbi wasn't learning Masechet Shabbat? He was learning something else. And Rav came along and said, "Well, what do you say about Gufo and all that?" So he said, "I said, don't ask him why." Din ma lava date. Maybe his mind is not going to be on the sugya that you're going to ask him. Di lav de Rabbi gavra rabahu. We're not for the fact that Rabbi is a great, great scholar. Kesifte, you would embarrass him. Why? The Mishalinach Shinuya, the Lav Shinuyahu. He might answer you an answer that's not correct. She's basically, you're not supposed to ask the rabbi a question when he's not in the sugya. He might answer the wrong answer. And now all of a sudden they can say, oh, but rabbi, you said it's mutar. Oh, sorry, it was a mistake. So what are you asking him? He says, but you're lucky because this time he got it right. Hashtamiya Shapir Mishanilach. Over here, what he answered you was correct, because it's actually a Befirush Braita. The Tanya, Hayat Ta'un Ochlin Umashkin Mebe'od Yom. Right? He already had stuff on his back from Me'od Yom. Nobody put it on his back. He put himself on his back. Mebe'od Yom. Votzi'an Nachus Mishashik. And once Shabbat came, he walked. He walked it out. Hayav. Lefi She'eno Domeh Le'yado. Mazi Eno Domeh Le'yado. Now she says it clearly. שאינו דומה לידו הפשוטה לפנים וגופו לחוץ ונתן חברה לתוכה. That case over there, we say ידו is not נייח. Even though your legs are נייח, in the shoot of Rabim, the Ani. But your hand is not considered נייח, it doesn't go after your body. Therefore, you did not make a akira when you moved your hand out. It's the balabai that made an akira in the house. Two dots. Amar Abaye. פשיטה לי, ידו של אדם אינה לא כרשות הרבים ולא כרשות היחיד. Now we go to a different question. How do you look at a person's hand? What domain is the hand? There's two options. Actually, Gemara will give a third option. One option could be the hand has a din of רשות היחיד. Or maybe we look at the hand as רשות הרבים. So the Gemara says, well, we can prove from our Mishnah that the hand does not have that status, not of the Shut Yachid, and not of the Shut Harabim. Why? Kreshut Rabim lo damya. Clearly, it's not Kreshut Rabim. Miyado the ani, from the hand of the ani. What's the case? The ani is sitting in the Kreshut Rabim, and maybe tell me, oh, his hand follows the guy, and if the guy's in Kreshut Rabim, the hand is Kreshut Rabim. Well, that cannot be, because then when he sticks his hand in, that she says. The ktani manitin, the chinatal balabait mitocha patur. The ani stuck his hand into the balabait's house with a bread, with the basket in it, right? And what do we say? The balabait that takes the basket, well, the balabait is considered the maniyah. That what? That he took from the ani's hand. What do you mean? But if you consider the hand of the balabait, the ani, the shoot and a beam, he's basically taking from the shoot to the beam and putting it in the shoot, ayahid. So therefore, he's Muslim to shoot the shoot. The balabai should be chayav. If you consider the hand of the ani a reshut harabim, so when the balabai, the ani stuck his hand in with something in it, and the balabai took, what did he take from? A reshut harabim. And where did he put it? The balabai should be chayav. We don't say that. So therefore, it's not a reshut harabim his hand. Put that away. Again, why would I think it's a reshut harabim? Because maybe since the ani is standing in the reshut harabim, maybe his hand follows his where his body is. You don't say that. Now let's go the other way. Kreshut yachid lo damya either. Why? Miyado the balabayit. Now she gives you the case over there. Im peshuta reshut hayabim miyado the balabayit dektani natal ani mitocha patur. Right? Which means if the ani takes from the hand of the balabayit, so we say, let's say the balabayit stuck his hand in the reshut harabim. Correct? And the ani took from that. So we say the ani is patur. Wait, if you tell me that the hand of the balabai is like a reshut yachid, when he extended it out, so and the balabai and the ani took from it, basically he's taking from the reshut yachid, putting it to the reshut rabim, he should be hayav. We don't say that. Ella, you know why? Because even though the balabai is standing inside, his hand is not considered as if it's inside as a reshut yachid. So it's not reshut yachid, it's a reshut rabim. Move that away. So what is it? Ba'ay abaye. Yadosh shel adam ma'ushu ta'aseh ke'karmelit. Oh. Maybe the rabbis came along and said, you know what? We're going to call the guy's hand a rabbinical domain. It's not the reshut that's totally private. It's not called the reshut that's totally public. Karmelit is like an area that's semi. And therefore it's a rabbinical domain. Maybe the rabbis put a status of Kamina. What's the Nafkamina if you're calling it a Karmelit? I mean, it's not going to be worse than a Drabanan that we discussed in our Mishnah. Call it whatever you want. You can't get worse than a Drabanan. So he says, no, there'll be a Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? Mi kansua Rabbanan lahadure legabe olo. Let's say the Ani, or the Baba, doesn't matter, took the item from the Shuta Rabim on Shabbat, and he stuck it into the Shuta Yahid. Now at this point, if you consider his hand a Karmelit, you can't bring it back out because you're bringing back from a Karmelit to the Shut Rabim. Maybe the rabbis will say, you got to keep your hand like that all Shabbat. That would be the Nafkamina. Can the guy who extended his hand return it back to his Rishut? If you say, nah, it's not a Rishut Dahid, it's not a Shut Rabim, it's not a Karmelit, then bring it back. I did nothing. What'd I do? No problem to go back and forth all day long. I did nothing. If you call it a Karmelit, so now your hand is a Karmelit, you're taking from a Karmelit back to the where you are, that would be a problem. That's a Sheila. And this would be obviously a Knas of the Hakim. Did they Knas the guy to call the hand a Karmelit, the Gaber, retrieving the hand? Evantim? What would be Rashi? Look at Rashi. Right. You see, you don't, the hand does not go after the body. Alma, if the good is shuta, obviously has its own reshut. Mi ahmur ale rabbanan vekarmelit. Lagabe what? Dehecha deoshit yadob melea reshut acheret. Lo yachzirena etzlo. Vetekach peshuta ad shetachshach. Let him keep it until Shabbat's over. Since the video doesn't go after his body, now see that it's shoot ahead. It's only midrabanan. The rabbis did say that you cannot be motzi from the shoot right to Karmelit, Karmelit to the shoot rabbim, vice versa. They did that. So then she gives you the source where they got this word Karmelit from. That's on Yaro veKarmelo. It's like a forest. It's a mid zone. It's not really a place where the rabbim can travel, and it's not really a private place either. Fine. Now, why would they knas the guy? You only knas the guy if he did something wrong. Which I knas the guy. She says, "Of course, he made an akira from the shoot the rabbim to put in the guy's house. That's already a suit. Right there. You were okay. You didn't do suit the oraita, but you already okayed from the shoot the rabbim and you stuck your hand in the shoot the yachid. That's akira. You didn't have for melaka. Finished. So therefore, you started by isur. I'm going to knas you now. To call this a Karmelit, to tell you that what? Stay like this whole Shabbat. Or maybe, listen, we didn't knas the guy. The guy made a Yisud already. Okay, bring it back. But every time a guy makes a Yisud, we knas him? No. Vanta? Tashema. Haita yado melea perot. Yotzi'a lechutz. It's our case. His hands were filled with perot. And he brought the hand outside. Tani hada asul lahazira. Bingo. One braita says you can't bring it back. Vetani idak mutal hazira. And one braita says you can. How could you reconcile it? Pashut. Maila beaka bepalge. The mor sabal ki karmeli damya. How mor sabal laf ki karmeli damya. Easy. That's indeed the machloket. How do you consider the guy's hand? If you consider it a karmelit, the braita that says asul lahazira makes sense. If you hold it's not a Karmelit, the Baita that says Mutal Azira, makes sense, finished, that's the Mahloket. So the answer to our question is Mahloket. La, what is like a Mahloket for? They call it Alma Karmelit Damya. Everybody says it's a Karmelit. If it's a Karmelit, then how can the Gemara say you can bring it back? But how can Shia? Kanemata Ma'asara, Kanemala Ma'asara. First answer. We know that in the Rishut Terabim, anything that's above 10 tefachim is called Makom Petur. There's no Isur from going to Makom Petur. That area, the Hachamim did not osir. Although they osir Karmelit, they were not osir Makom Petur. So the case we're talking about over here is where, let's say, he stuck his hand into the Shuta Yahid. Okay, no problem. So he did an Isur, the guy. So the question, should we kenas him? So we'll come along and say, really, his hand is a Karmelit. His hand is a Karmelit. But wow, on the way out, he put it above 10. So on above 10, when he's going to Mekom Petur, the rabbis didn't. When did they put a Gezerah on the guy? When you're going to bring it within 10. So they didn't make a Keras in every case. Lemala Masara, which is anyway Mekom Petur, they weren't going to send Karmelit to Mekom Petur as a Keras. Ela what? They said, if you're going to lift it up above the 10th of Ahim, and Tosfot incidentally points out, אם תאמר, למעלה מעשרה לך תחילה נמי מותר להוציאה. מותר לך תחילה, אתה מובן out above 10. Why would I even think we should make a כנס? תאבי מקום פטור. כמה שמנה, אפילו הוציאה מתחילת דרך מטה מיוד מותר, זה למעלה מעשרה ולא כנסי ללה. Even though when he put it in, it was למעלה מעשרה, but now you can bring it back למעלה מעשרה. The point is, as long as when you bring it back, it's למעלה מעשרה. And what's the case of אסור? The Mata Masara, which is considered Shuta Rabim.
But there's always a way to fix it. You could always just. There's right. Never a case where he stuck it.
Right.
So
right.
Now I can Chachamim say,
we're going to knash you if you're going to bring it less than 10, and we're not going to knash you if you bring it over 10. You have a choice. He's dealing there now. Now, Rabbi, can I move it? You can move it back if you want to move over 10. I don't want to move over 10.
Why can't we learn that once you're below 10, now you're stuck?
That's below 10. Below 10 in the Shuta Yachid?
Yeah, when you put your hand in the Shuta Yachid.
Okay, so you can always
below 10, you're stuck. But if you went above, in the beginning.
Why the Shuta Yachid?
Whatever it is.
He has it in his hand. He crossed the border with the item
Once he crossed the item in his hand, that's it. He's there. Whatever area he's in. So now when you, let's say Shuta Yachid, that's it. So now when you're going to go out, as long as I bring it above 10, so to make compete to it, I was looking at us. It makes sense. It's a very, by the way, there's no Isur to go above 10. The only question is, did you knas him because he did something Isur like a Tahila? We didn't knas him to consider a Karmelit, where even if you went in below 10, you can come out above 10.
Does that have a problem bringing it back down from a compete to it back?
No. Compete to it, you're allowed. Do whatever you want. So that's one way out.
So asur b'hachzira just means asur b'hachzira below 10.
That's right.
But really you could go like this.
That's right. That's right. We have a Rashi over here. Lemala ma'asad. Amata ma'asad. It says, Da'avir ishu terabimu. Kansura banan. Vishu kalmelit. De'la lehedere. Right? Below 10, we consider the kalmelit. Lemala ma'asad. Avir makom peturu. Beautiful. Second answer. Really, it's below us, below 10. Oh, now the Gemara already answered the original question. First of all, it's not a karmelit. Now we're going a different way now. We're not saying that it's a karmelit. The Gemara changes tracks over here now. The Gemara says, you know what? Now we have decided it's not a karmelit. Hold it. So if it's not a karmelit, the only reason why it should be forbidden to take it back is because of a separate gezerah. We just changed tracks here. If till now we always thought the only reason why it should be asur to take it back is because it's a karmelit yahid. Now we're saying, no, it could not be a karmelit and it could still be asur to take it back. Why? Gezerah. What type of gezerah? I don't know. We have another gezerah in the world. But karmelit is the only type of gezerah you have. You can have other gezerot. What's the other gezerah? Gemara. Idivid in the mata masara. Which is problematic. Belavke karmelit. Lavke karmelit, how that should be okay. Belakashia. Kame be'od yom. Kame shashecha. It depends when you started the melakha. When did you initially put the item into the shute yachid? Mibbe'od yom lo katsua. Guess why? Mibbe'od yom, you didn't do anything wrong. Before Shabbat. So therefore, before Shabbat, you're allowed to do this. So therefore, they weren't osir you to bring it back on Shabbat. There's no issue to bring it back on Shabbat. However, Mishah Shecha, we made Isur. Katsura banan. Nothing to do with karmelit. It's not a karmelit. Really, there should be no Isur to bring it back. In both cases. But why am I letting you not bring it back? Because you made Isur on Shabbat. Finish. Made Isur on Shabbat, Kenas. Ask the guy. Right. The guy on Shabbat went like this. Into the Shuti Yahid. But like the Shuti Yahid. Menadin, there should be nothing wrong to bring it back to himself. What should be the Isur to bring it back to himself?
He did Akira though.
He lifted it into the Shuti Yahid.
Is that Akira right there?
That's Akira, let's say, to the Shuti Yahid on Shabbat.
You didn't complete it really, because you didn't put a
hanacha.
So if you bring it back,
so bring it back to me. That's not considered a hanacha. That's not considered a hanacha. That should be mutar. So why are you telling me I can't bring it back? Kenas, because already you went on Shabbat, did something to Isur. Suffer the rest of Shabbat. Now if you started before Shabbat, what's the problem? For Shabbat, no problem to bring it back to you on Shabbat. That was it. It's a gezerah, it's knas. On Shabbat? Yes. 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 That's why we connect knas to the guy. Now, even though, that's why I'm speaking this out, Menadin should be allowed to bring it back to himself. He's not supposed to bring it back to himself. Still in his hand. He didn't make any hanachad more than he did already. He just made an akira to the shuti yachid. So bring it back to yourself. What's the problem? It's biyado. Exactly. So now we come along and say, you're right. But that's knas. Look at Rashi. No. We're coming along and saying that even lemata ma'asara, it's going to be asur if you did it on Shabbat. Exactly. Because you did it on Shabbat. Look at Rashi. Vi ba'etema kame be'odjom. Look at Rashi, kame be'odjom. Hoshita be'odjom. Ma'azira mishitachshach. Delav reshut la'atzmahi. And the batar figured it out. Exactly. The hand goes after his body. And since the hand goes after his body, so therefore you can bring it back on Shabbat. However, come mishitachshach, hoshita mishashecha. Now then, kansua. Now, veloshte reshut la'atzma, that we're going to say that you're going to bring it back from a karmelit, let's say, or something like that. Dibken, abe b'odjom mitzera. If you called it a karmelit, it should be asur whether I brought it from b'odjom or not. Right. And she's showing you right. That once you call it a karmelit, you cannot mehalek between when I put it in. What's the difference? Bottom line now with Shabbat. If you enter Karmeli, you can't go from Karmeli to the Shul to Nabi. So the fact that the Gemara was mechalek between Mishashekam and Be'od Yom must be, it's not a Karmelit. And the Gezerah's got nothing to do with Karmelit. It's just a Gezerah of, did we knas you or not?
But
isn't that a Gezerah and a Gezerah? You can say, Hada Gezerah. Hada Gezerah, whenever they made the Gezerah, if you want to say that, they made it's all one. They sat down at one time, they made the Gezerah. Continue. Now the Gemara goes on a side point, which is a beautiful question. The Gemara is going to ask, hold it. You're telling me that when the guy did it b'mezid on Shabbat, you're telling me you got to hold like this the whole Shabbat. Rabotai. You know it's not easy to do that. There's a good chance that the guy's what? Going to say, you know what, forget it and drop it. Once he drops it, now there's a hanaha. Now it's Isu De'olaita. So we should say that in the case where he did it on Shabbat, let him bring it back so he won't come to Isu De'olaita. Whereas the guy who did it before Shabbat, let him stay there. Because worst comes to us, even if he drops it, it won't be Isu De'olaita.
But why should he stay there? He didn't do anything wrong.
No, we have to reconcile the Breitot. We have a Breitot that says bring it back. One Breitot says don't bring it back.
What would be the reason why you would not bring it back?
Why not bring it back?
You should have done that before Shabbat. Don't bring yourself in that position.
Don't put it because you went into Shabbat like that. You didn't take your head back before Shabbat.
Right.
That's you should have taken your head before Shabbat. Maybe you could left it there. You left it there. You know what we say? It doesn't cost us to tell you to hold it there because even if you drop it, that could be the worst crime. So the Chavrat Gemara is going to say, Ipka Mistabra. Gemara says, Ipka Mistabra, Adrabah, Ipka Mistabra. The opposite is more Mistaber. Why? Be'od Yom, the Isha Dile Lo Ateli De Hayuv Hatat. Be'od Yom, if you started the process, let him stay in the old Shabbat, because even if he drops it, Lik Nisuda Banan, let them make a kras, because it doesn't matter. Understand the Gemara? So basically Gemara is saying that we didn't say this, by the way, which shows us that when there's a chance for a person to make Isu De'oraita, we don't we don't adjust anything. We don't make this adjustment. From the fact that we didn't say this, that means we don't care. Even if he did it on Shabbat, let him stay there. I can cut this suit right there. We don't care. Oh, so by the way, once you say this, Tifshot the Rabbi Bai, you'll be able to answer a big question that Rabbi Bai had. What's this question? Barabaye. The Bai Rabbi Bai Barabaye. Hidbik Pat Betanur. You have a guy on Shabbat, he took pat. And he put it on the wall of the oven. Now the problem is, not the oven. He's baking bread on Shabbat. Now, if he waits a second or two or a minute, let's say, it's going to bake the bread. Once the bread bakes, he did isur, the right to hayav hatat. So the question is, do we allow him to take the spatula and pull it off the wall? Now, using a spatula on Shabbat, pulling it off the wall, is isur d'rabanan. Maybe I'll tell you, listen, let the guy at least break the d'rabanan to save him from the isur d'oraita. That's Rabbi Bai's question. Do we let the guy do isur d'rabanan to step for the raita? He big bapetanur. He tiru lo leredota. Kodem shemo de hayuv hatat. Olo he tiru. Tifshot de lo he tiru. From here, by the way, you see the answer to this question. We don't care. We don't care if you're going to come to hayuv hatat. Haraya, we told the guy who on Shabbat brought the item to the shoot the yahid, stay there. Hey, Rabbi, I might come to hayuv hatat. So what? Ana'nu lo ikhbatan.
No,
that's a hidden question. All the Nishurim asked that question. Yeah, okay. We know there's an intrinsic difference between the cases. The case of Pat Vadai is going to come to it. The case over here, it's a Savek. They all asked that question. But for now, Al Gemara is saying, you see that just like the rabbis weren't concerned when he did it b'mezid on Shabbat to stay there, I is going to come to Yisud Oraita, so what? So answer the Bibai's question. That what? You know what? You can't pull it off the side of the oven on Shabbat. The Gemara says, Ala Kashia. No question. Bit of shot. There's your answer to Rabbi Bai's question. What's the problem? You ask me a big thing. Oh, that we have an answer to this question. And the Gemara says, yeah, we do have an answer. Hazak Baruch, now you have the answer to this question. You can't do it.
Because we don't care if he comes to Yisudu Raita. Now what? Now what do you want? The Gemara for some reason thought, I guess that question never was answered. It was okay, now we're answering it. One more answer. This case got nothing to do with Rabbi Bai. This case over here, it's got nothing to do with Rabbi Bai. Rabbi Bai, we don't know the answer to your question. It's still in abeyance. Can you take the bread off the wall or not? And this Gemara here has got no ramifications to that question. So how do you answer the Braitot? Belakashia. Kam b'shogeg, kam b'mezid. Hazak. It all depends why the guy initially brought the item inside. If he's a Meshogeg or he's a Mezid. Meshogeg lo kansu ar banan. Be Mezid kansu ar banan. Stop here. The Gemara Pashut say, it's got nothing to do with anything. It's got to do with the guy's intention. So therefore, really he did it on Shabbat. We're not answering like we said before. Before Shabbat, on Shabbat. Everything's on Shabbat. Initially when he stuck his hand in. Oh, he was a shogeg? Pull it back. I was a mezid. The mezid. You got to hold it there. Now, nothing to do, by the way, his hand is not a karmelit either. If his hand was a karmelit, even if he was a shogeg, so it's not a karmelit issue. It's not a karmelit. And with this dealing over here with gezerah. Do we make a gezerah on the guy? Or don't we make a gizzard on the guy? Okay, so stop, hold it. So what do I see from here? I think I can answer the Bibai's question very good, by the way. Mishogeg, since it's not going to come to Isu Deoraita, because Mishogeg, it started with Shogeg, I don't make the gizzard. But she'en ken what, when it comes to Isu Deoraita, and I tell the guy to stay there, so what does that mean to stay there? I don't care about Isu Deoraitas. Therefore, answer the Bibai's question. You can't pull the bread off. I mean, the Chavurah, the Gemara is answering. Leave the Bibai. You can't answer this question. Why can't I answer? I just answered very good. Answering the Chalut in Shogeg and Mezid. What do we say, Mezid? Mezid, you put your hand in there, stay there the whole Shabbat. Now, guess what? What happens if he drops it? Isu Deoraita. So, what do you see from there? Look about the Isu Deoraita. Good. So, look about there. No. Rabbi Bai, we have an answer. Now, she has to fix this for us. She's got to talk a lot of words here to answer what I just asked. You see the bottom of Rashi? Somebody want to read it for us? Good. You have no proof either way. Shadulu miyadehu. Ah. He just pulled the rug under me. The reason why Shogeg were not gozer is not because I don't care if he drops it. That's not the reason. Although that's what I thought. I thought the reason if he doesn't be Shogeg, why you don't care, because even if he drops it, big deal. But that's not the reason why you're not gozer. Ela. Right. We're not kones him. He didn't do an item b'mezid, and therefore b'hazarat yado. Shavut, we know that. Bringing it back is nothing. Which means that she's telling, it's not the reason Shogeg, because if he dropped, no. Since you didn't do anything wrong in the beginning, Bimizid, I'm not going to ask you to finish. Nothing to do with dropping, not dropping it. Which means, the only reason why it should be assumed to bring it back to you is a knas. And here I'm not going to connect you because you only did it with Shogeg. Be'acha. Lidiata pat was something that was asud already. Which means, there's a big difference in the cases. Lidiata pat, I'm starting with the isud that you're doing over here. Lidiata pat. So my that, which exists already. So you're asking me now by lidiata pat, can I suspend an existing isud? Suspend existing isud, that's a big question. I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that question. Oh, don't answer me from the case of Shogeg. Shogeg, I'm not kones. To be kones, you're telling them to make a new isur that didn't exist. There's no isur to bring the item back in principle. There's no isur. There's no isur whether you did it with Shogeg or Mezid, by the way. To bring the item back, your body, your hand is where your body is. So therefore, to create a new knas and say it's isur, well, in shogeg I'm not going to create a new isur, and in mizid I am. But that's no bearings on an existing isur of b'diyat tapat, whether it should be permissible or not. It's a different dynamic. I'll say it again. In the case of the shogeg and the mizid, min hadin, before the rabbis step in, there should be no issue to bring it back to your body. Mutat. Only sheila is, are we going to create a new knas and make it isud? So they say, you know what? On shogeg, we're not going to start making new isudim. Not because, it's not the sevara, because even if you drop it, because if you went like that, even if you drop it, then you can start with the diyat tapat. But not even if I drop it. It's just that you didn't do anything wrong intrinsically. You didn't have shogeg. So I'm not going to create a new isud to say you can't bring it back to you. But bemezid, not because, again, dropping or not dropping it. You did something wrong. I'm going to tell you, you did something wrong on the way in. We're going to create a new isud on the way out as well. And then you can't do it. But you're going to do the atapah. It's a different dynamic. But the isud's there. So how could you bring me a raya from this case if you could suspend an existing isud? That's a shayla that's still unanswered. I continue that she, about the atapah. Shvutu. Right. Bidiyuk, who said that we're going to suspend the shvut because you might come to Yisur Doraita? We know that's a question. Now watch. Maybe you'll tell me, no, Abutai, maybe you'll tell me, no, I can be poshet lahmir, that what? That since the fact that the mezid guy, you didn't let me bring it back, and there is a hashash, that the guy might drop it.
And there's no issue to bring it back.
Right? Forget about bringing it back. Mm. Right there, if he drops it, and you're not worried about that, so why don't you be poshet, and I'll be by, at least you see you're not so worried about isu deoraitas. So that she says, that's the question, the kanzu mezid, question mark. Right, which means the case of the diyat tapat is much more severe. The case over there is that if this guy made b'mezid, he put the item there before Shabbat. So there you're saving him from hayuv mitat bedin. Maybe I'll push away the diyat tapat. Mashiachin over here, there's not a case of hayuv mitat bedin over here. Look at this case. Why is it not a hayuv bedin over here? No.
It's mezid.
Put him in mezid. Because if he drops it, it's b'shogeg.
The second half is maniach b'shogeg.
He dropped it. So therefore, you can't tell me, you see, they didn't care. They didn't care because even if it happens, they know he's mitat bedin. Why is he trying to do it on purpose?
Yeah, he didn't drop it on purpose.
No, he didn't drop it on purpose. That wasn't the gizara. Because that was. As it was.
No,
that wasn't the gizara. So the guy will always do that without anything. The question the gizara always was, rabbis, why are you telling the guy he has to hold it like this? The guy's going to eventually say, I can't do it anymore.
Drop it.
But it's going to be out of an honest or a duress. Not on purpose, I'm going to drop it. So therefore, Rashi says, you can't bring me the ayat, the diyat tapat. Maybe the diyat tapat, I'll let you take it off the wall. Because I'm saving you from Yisur Doraita, meaning hayuv hatam, hayuv mitat bedin. But you can hear the gezerah of holding it like this the whole Shabbat will not bring him to hayuv mitat bedin. So therefore, there's a difference. So therefore, lemaaseh, you have no proof. The Gemara's final answer, there's a few more answers which we'll see tomorrow. At this point, the Gemara's answer is shogeg and mezid. At this point, we're saying the guy's hand is not a kermelit. Take that off the table. The whole gizirah has got to do with kenas or not kenas. On a mezid, b'shabbat, let the guy stand like that the whole Shabbat and don't bring it back to him. Why? We're going to make a gizirah. Even though it's mutar min adin. You did something yisur, stay there, suffer. Did it b'shogeg? I'm not going to create a new yisur. I did the atapat. That's isur standing already. That's a shivut. An existing shvut to suspend it, I have no ra'ayah from the case that we just answered.